As we enter an unprecedented period of uncertainty and change due to the spread of the COVID-19 virus, it is important that we look to pray in line with the Lord's priorities rather than our own. This morning, we're going to base our prayers on the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught it to his disciples. Our Father who is in heaven, thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself as the Father of all who put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Thank you that you are in heaven, reigning over everything that you have made, and steadfastly committed to bringing your good and loving purposes to fulfilment. Hallowed be your name. Heavenly Father, your holiness and righteousness determine all you are and everything you do. Help us to lift our eyes to you and to bring our worship to you, for you never change. Forgive us for running after our own glory, comfort, or security, instead of giving you the praise that is your due, and for which we were made. May we learn how to honour you in the midst of whatever is going on around us, for you are the one who alone holds all power and authority. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. May we rejoice in the fact that your rule and reign will never end, and that one day all that is opposed to you will be destroyed. Forgive us for the times when we deny your rule and reign in our own lives. May we be people who daily seek to bring every aspect of our lives under your loving, just, and perfect authority. And we ask that in your mercy you would use the current circumstances to cause many people to turn to you and to seek you and come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus. May your kingdom be greatly extended and may Jesus be lifted up. We pray particularly for our mission partners in the current crisis and in particular for workers with Arab World Ministries as they seek to bring your love and the message of hope in Jesus to those from a Muslim background. At this time of pressure and uncertainty, please strengthen those who are making your gospel known and discipling believers, that they may find ways to continue meeting up online so that your word can be shared and your amazing message of hope be spread at this challenging time. Give us today our daily bread. We are all learning so much more about the value of your daily provision of food to us, Father. May we be grateful for all that you provide and humbly trust you for what we need. Give us hearts that trust your provision and reach out to others to meet their needs with Jesus' love. Thank you also for your kindness in providing the free health care we need in this country. We pray that you will strengthen all those involved in health care, particularly those in our own congregation. Please protect them and give them wisdom and encouragement. Help us to be a blessing to them in every way we can. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, we confess that under pressure we so often behave in ways that dishonour you and reveal our lack of trust in your goodness. Thank you for your kindness towards us in Jesus, that instead of judgment we can receive the free gift of eternal life in him. Teach us more about ourselves at this time and how wonderful is your grace towards us. May this result in a greater kindness, forgiveness, and gentleness towards others, which points them to the Saviour who loves us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank you for promising that you will always provide us with the strength we need to stand up to whatever temptation comes our way, Lord. Help us to make wise choices which will keep us walking with you and away from everything which grieves your heart. We know that we have an enemy who would love to fill our hearts with fear and selfishness. May we recognize this and turn to you for the help and protection we need. Thank you that though it is a battle, the outcome was determined through the death and resurrection of our glorious Lord Jesus. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. As we bring our prayers to a close, we rejoice in declaring again your perfect and loving rule, your mighty power, and your unimaginable glory and holiness. Help us to start and end our days delighting and celebrating who you are, that everything else going on may be seen in the right light. Titus 3 verses 4 and 5 says, But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. For ever and ever. Amen.